This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes. Today we're talking with Todd Sanders and Andy Harrison. We're going to be talking about Falls Creek Conference Centers and the Youth Weeks that are coming up. Welcome to the podcast, gentlemen.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm welcoming you.
Well, I appreciate the welcome. Yeah, it's always nice to be welcome.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us on.
So summer's coming and we're about to start camp season. What are some things that are coming up? What's the theme? Talk about camp a little bit.
Yeah, our theme this year is Choose. We're looking at spiritual disciplines in the life of a believer. And so we'll be exploring Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7 as our theme verses, looking at the truth that in Christ we are saved, we're set apart, we are solid, and we're surrendered. And so that passage says that just as you've received Christ Jesus as Lord, so if you've trusted him for salvation, you've taken him at his word, you've grabbed hold of him as if he's your own, you've made him, savior in that sense, that you begin to walk in him, continue to walk in him, continue to live in him. We're being rooted, built up, established, we're solid. And so we walk in obedience, walk in holiness, we grow in disciplines, and then we're able to give our life out of gratitude before the Lord, because he wraps up that passage and says, and overflowing with thankfulness. And so that's where we're living this summer. We're excited about the direction that our teaching is going, how the theme unpacks throughout the week, through the different teaching elements and opportunities for spiritual growth. So we're really excited about that. Excited about our lineup of preachers this summer. Feel like we have a very evangelistically driven lineup of camp pastors, and which is, you know, the hallmark of youth camp and one of those anchor points for us is invitation, gospel proclamation, right. Seeing students proclaim Christ as Savior, and then also having the opportunity to respond in obedience however the Lord is leading them. So I'm just really excited to see what the Lord does this summer, and that's what we're praying, that he would do what only he could do.
So who are some of the camp pastors this year?
Yeah, we have Zane Black, who's been with us before. Most of our camp pastors have been with us before. We do have three state pastors. Two of them will be first time with us. But Michael Butler, Brian Mills, and Jeremy Freeman will be with us preaching this summer. David Sons, Ryan Fontenot will be with us, Shane Pruitt. There's a great lineup just of strong gospel communicators, as well as guys who are able to really draw the net and offer a clear gospel invitation.
Fantastic. I saw something like there's a kind of a board game theme. It seemed like you had a pretty creative, like y'all created a board game?
Yeah, well, the board game theme just comes from the idea of just as we choose, it's we each are taking our turn, right, in our faith, and we are walking in this discipline. And so the board game was just an easy way for us to portray some of those ideas. We did do a fun camp-related board game in our promo packets for church leaders that they could play with their workers or play with their students. Right. So that was a fun direction for us just to be able to explore that and offer something as an added feature. Not to be confused with the Falls Creek board game.
Yes, Falls Creek the game. It's pretty exciting title.
Yeah,
Falls Creek,
like
the game.
I'm like, I can't wait.
No, it's coincidentally, actually, the theme became Choose, and Todd and the youth ministry staff created a board game that's in the promo pack. But several years ago, there were some girls in a cabin, just some students, who created their own Falls Creek game and put it on a poster board and created this game, kind of like Monopoly, where you run around the board. It was really kind of fun the way they did it, and it played well. It was very crude in terms of its drawings,
right,
and all that kind of stuff on there.
Rudimentary.
Yes, thank you. Not crass.
Correct.
Just for clarification. Then another young lady who went to OBU, who was on our staff formerly, on our summer staff at camp, she was getting a graphic design degree, and she created for one of her classes a game that was called The Pen Pursuit. And so it was graphically done really well, but you know, the game didn't play really well. And so I got together with a couple people and we created, using those two things, an idea of you got to go from your cabin to getting on the bus going home, and you got to navigate all the places on campus, and there's a lot of things that'll set you back, things that move you forward. It's a lot of fun. So that board game should be, we've had some holdups because of all the closures of like factories in China and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But hopefully before, you know, middle of the summer, we're going to have that board game in the gift shop and sell that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think, well, I was going to say on board game, I think that just is a testimony. One, it's fun to work in this capacity and have worked so long with Andy in this regard, just taking the unique nature that is Falls Creek and being able to put it into something like a board game or something that students and adults can interact with on another level. So there's the, you know, going around grounds and collecting these pins, just is a testimony and just a look into a unique culture that is Falls Creek Youth Camp and Falls Creek in general. And that's the way we built our promo packet game, is just based on a lot of things getting to camp. And so we're trying to teach through that and remind leaders and students of things, but have fun with it as well. So I just think it's a really unique opportunity that we have with Falls Creek and just the unique culture and dynamics to even venture down these paths of creativity and just celebrating, one, and two, just having fun around the camp experience. So it's good.
Talking about, you know, camp is such an important part. And last year we had a really good season. Can you talk about that and what you expect this year to look like?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been praying and we always have prayed that God would do what only He can do in saving souls, changing lives. And so we want Him to move in a way that we can't take credit for. That's not something that we can lay claim to, but it's obvious that the Lord's doing His work as He has done, that He continued to do that at Falls Creek and through the ministry and ministries, not just of youth camp, but broader ministries of Falls Creek. So as we pray that, last summer we saw, even in a declined attendance year due to COVID pandemic response, little uncertainty, whatever the case might be, down a certain percentage, but yet seeing a record number of students profess Christ as Savior. And not that we always have to hit records. I wouldn't mind always seeing records, you know, reached and exceeded. But we're just asking God to do something unique that we can't explain by our own effort. We want to be ready for it. We want to position ourselves for that. But we're just asking Him to do what only He can do, to do that spiritual work. All we can do is get ready for it. So we're getting ready for it.
And you changed up the invitation a little bit on earlier in the week or something last year?
Yeah, we just typically have not done a Monday night invitation. So last year we added a Monday night invitation just to capitalize on a moment, another opportunity to, one, express, you know, this, the gospel is important. It's never been, you know, unimportant. We've always preached the gospel on Monday night, and just due to some logistic things, we haven't done a Monday night invitation, but we decided last year to push forward. It was well received. We're going to do that again this year, just to continue to call students to faith and give them an opportunity to respond to what the Lord's doing in their life. So I don't know if that was, there were multiple reports, like different people thought, oh, we used to do that back in the day. I couldn't remember a time when there was a Monday night invitation historically. So that may have been something that we brought back. It may have been something that was brand new, but, you know, new in a sense that we haven't done that in recent years on Monday night, but yeah.
Well, it's kind of good that you guys here, you both, been director of programming, and then Andy's here leading the conference center. Can you talk a little bit about your work as the conference center director and some of the opportunities that are there?
Sure. We're excited, all together, our staff, we have a staff of about 20 people who are excited to put together both Falls Creek and Cross Timbers and those campgrounds down in Davis and getting everything ready. The campuses are looking good, and you know, summer is the thing that where we like to shine, so we want to be able to do a good job. We're excited about ACC, which is Associational Children's Camp, which is our first big event that comes up in summer, and that behind the scenes, Todd and his crew are working to get ready for the youth weeks. And then there's 8 youth weeks that go behind ACC. And then right after that is IFC, which is Indian Falls Creek. This will be their 75th year of having Indian Falls Creek. So it's a pretty exciting landmark year for Indian Falls Creek. It's a family camp, largest gathering of Christian Native Americans in the world, apparently.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that going on. And then afterwards, there's Collegiate Week. And it's a little late for Collegiate Week. We hate that it kind of pushes up against college so closely, but we've got groups from all around the nation that come and participate in Collegiate Week. What used to be at Glorieta is now at Falls Creek. This will be the third time for it to be there. We're excited about Collegiate Week. And so we've had all that summer coming up. We're in the middle of making our in the closing days, hopefully, of making all of our hires for our summer staff. We've been recruiting to get all those people in place. Staff reports next week. We're excited about getting all those people in place and making sure that we communicate right off the bat. And Todd's really good about this as well, making sure that we communicate with our staff. Hey, here's our purpose in being here this summer. We want to make sure everything we do, from turning rooms over and putting new sheets on the beds and vacuuming that room and cleaning the bathrooms, all that kind of stuff in the lodge rooms, to serving meals to staff, to running concessions and doing sports and rec and all that stuff. Everything we want to do is pointing toward that evening service and the presentation of the gospel and the changing of lives. We want to facilitate that in every way we can. We want to facilitate personal evangelism throughout the day, but we are always focusing on, hey, let's make sure that we set the table well for all that takes place during camp, during the summer months.
And I think that just goes or demonstrates or illustrates the level of gospel impact through Falls Creek as the place and as youth camp, the thing that a lot of people would refer to Falls Creek as. But I think that everything is, one, a time, an opportunity to steward well. And so working with Andy and the Conference Center staff, they do such a great job of hosting and facilitating, and just the way that our staff is built and comes together, just helping them see it's an opportunity to steward well, but also everything we do is, like Andy said, a gospel opportunity. Whether it's supporting and facilitating and setting the tone, or if it's so many of our staff areas just having direct gospel conversations and seeing students come to faith, related to the ropes course or related to housing or the Welcome Center. I mean, everyone has an opportunity to impact for the gospel. And that's what I think is important to remember as well. Like, this is a long-term, longer-term, summer-long mission project that people can be involved in. So if you know anyone that would like to work this summer, we're still hiring.
Yeah.
So you can go to Falls Creek's website to follow that link there. And we'd love to talk to students about how they could serve with us this summer. But it is a mission opportunity throughout every aspect. And so it's just a great thing that Oklahoma Baptists get to be a part of. It's a privilege to be able to serve in those ways and to cooperate with Andy and Conference Center on that level.
Well, and one thing I like about Falls Creek is it is a partnership between local churches and the Conference Center. So it's really a local church-driven thing. Like, people who haven't been there don't know that most of the housing is owned by the churches, and they have their cabins, and, there's an integrated ministry taking place all throughout those weeks. Can you talk about how that works out with the church-owned cabins? I understand there's some availability these days also for cabins.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. First, Cross Timbers, which is the camp around the Mountain that serves, missions adventure camp for children, it operates like a lot of camps people are familiar with. Churches, they bring groups, but they're all staying in dorms that are owned by the Conference Center themselves. And they all eat in the cafeteria together and that kind of thing. So it's a regular kind of camp atmosphere. A lot of people experience camp like that. Falls Creek's very unique in that Falls Creek owns the Conference Center owns all the property, and they lease out that property to individual churches in Oklahoma that choose to own cabins. We have about 113 operational cabins right now at Falls Creek. They're owned by probably close to 105 churches. Some churches have multiple cabins. That's why it's a little lesser number than the total number of cabins that are operating. We have close to almost 10 cabins that are right now in state of flux, meaning those owners are looking to sell their cabin, or they're looking to, you know, they're going to get out of that cabin. They're even giving it back to conference center, and we're going to tear that down, and that lot will be available for someone else to lease and build. So there's opportunity right now for churches in Oklahoma that have the means and see the value in saying, we want to impact the world with the gospel. And one of the ways we can do that, as a matter of fact, one of the great efficient ways to do that is to have a cabin at Falls Creek, because it's not just so your group can go down there and stay, but all the other groups that rent that and stay there and are part of that camp, your church is seeing salvations multiplied simply because you have ownership of a cabin at Falls Creek. Yeah. And so I would love for churches that might be interested in owning a cabin to get a hold of us at camp so we can tell you about the opportunities, because they are vast. It's probably the largest amount of turnover that we've had in quite a while. I'm sure it's related to just issues over the last few years.
Right.
A lot of volatility and just cabin ownership. But we would love to be able to see our church step up and go, hey, yeah, we want to be a part of that tradition now. We want to own a cabin as an Oklahoma Baptist church. And so we would, or as an association. So right. Either way, that's that we would love to speak to them about that. Yeah.
Can you talk about a little bit about the logistics of owning a cabin? What all is involved in owning the cabin and running it and keeping it? And what do y'all do to support
that? I would say
that?
Cabin ownership is simply, you know, typically you're purchasing a cabin that already exists. I mean, there's some people who will purchase a cabin if it's older, maybe tear it down and build a new one.
Right.
The church owns that facility. You lease the lot from Falls Creek, and it's only available to Oklahoma Baptist churches and that are part of our convention or associations.
Right.
They lease that property for like $500 for 25 years, and then they build a facility on it. The best way to own a cabin is to be able to raise the funds and build the cabin outright. And then cabin ownership involves just maintaining that cabin. You have to want to rent it out to the other weeks. Like there's 8 youth weeks. So your group may go 1 week and then you rent it out the other 7 weeks. Plus you're renting it out for associational children's camp and IFC and, you know, what we
right,
mentioned before, collegiate week.
There. Uh-huh.
Then there's retreats and stuff like that. The rental on your cabin, if you've paid for the cabin outright, you know, when you build it or when you assume it by purchasing that facility that already exists, your rental will take care of the maintenance of the facility. Mm-hmm. You have to pay Falls Creek a bed fee each year. There's like a bed fee currently. It's like $35 a bed that you pay. That's just part of being a cabin owner, where you're paying back, and that helps provide the infrastructure that allows all the water and, you know, all that kind of stuff to flow to the cabin, sewer, roads, you know, all those kinds of things to be done. So that's a part of it. So that's really it. I mean, the main thing is, if I was going to own a cabin, I'm a pastor at a church, and I say I want to own a cabin at Falls Creek, I'm really thinking, how does our church want to impact the world with the gospel?
Right.
Well, one of the ways is that we can own a cabin at Falls Creek because more people are called there than just about any other place to go serve on the mission field.
Right.
We see more people saved there than just about anywhere else. Why don't we make this investment? And it's a great gospel investment, and it's a great mission effort on behalf of the church.
Yeah, it's good.
That's great. Well, looking forward to the summer. For those who aren't keeping track, can you give us the dates of the weeks, or, you know, when did, what to, how to get in, your church out there?
Yeah. So like Andy said, our staff reports on the 24th of May, so a week from today. Whenever, you know, I don't know when you'll watch this, but a week from when we recorded this. And then Associational Children's Camp starts the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. There are 2 sessions of that, and then we start Youth Camp Weeks on June 6th. So that's when Youth Camp Weeks, we run for 8 weeks, and then there are 2 follow-up weeks. Like Andy mentioned, Indian Falls Creek, as well as our collegiate weeks. So those will be the first 2 weeks in August.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us, gentlemen. Looks like it's going to be a great summer.
That's great.
We're ready. Now, we're all full of energy right now.
Yeah.
Check back with us in
about
3 months.
We could do a midsummer update.
Yeah, check you up.
That'd be great. Might be a little sleepier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our throats would be a little, like, more
raspy.
Coarse, like raspy.
Right.
But I'll be good.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we have more like it at our website at BaptistMessenger.com, or search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just look for Baptist Messenger and you'll find us. And while you're at our website, BaptistMessenger.com, be sure to subscribe to the print edition of our newspaper. It's free and we mail it straight to your house, and we always have something in there you can't find online. Thanks again and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at BaptistMessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.